Oh, we were talking about, I was talking with Jonathan. We were talking about like Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do you know about Nikola Tesla? And he's like, well, I heard. I was like, whoa.
Information.
I was like, well, you don't know anything because you heard. Yeah. Right. Instead of being like, well, based on my research and based off of my education and this idea that Google is literally going to hand you a bullet point list of truth.
You have some guy there, SEO, being like, okay,
is the most ridiculous and stupid assessment that you can make. Oh, well, if it's not in a .gov website, then it must not be true. Yeah. Right. So this idea that truth is in a singular point or in a singular location is not real. Truth is all over the place. And truth is a compilation of data sets and information that you're going to acquire by spending time intentionally searching for it. And the problem is people are distracted. They're distracted by noise. They're distracted by current events. Dude, anytime stuff happens on social media, first, let's say it was COVID. Then it was the Ukraine. Then it was Johnny Depp. Then it was Kanye. In people's minds, they're not even thinking about COVID anymore, bro. They're not even thinking about Johnny Depp. Yeah. They're on to the next motherfucker. They're being like programmed 24/7 and they're being pushed back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Why? Because the most important, most powerful currency in the world is not even attention. It's energy. Mm. It's energy. And it's, what are you giving your energy to? Yeah. Are you giving it to some motherfucker out there? Right? Are you focusing that energy on developing yourself? So many people are distracted with garbage, distracted with noise, distracted with poor relationships. And then they look at their life and they're like, what's wrong? You're what's wrong.
People want uphill results with downhill habits.
True. Very true. Let me go backtrack, because this is something that I hear a lot of times, especially like people in the comments, right? They're like, who is they? Who is they that we always talk about? Who is this master agenda, right? Is it the government? Is it the Jews? Is it the people who print the money in America or in the world? Who is they when it comes to, at least when we say they, for you, Luke, you say they a lot, right? They want to control.
Yeah. So they is more so it's a system, right? It's a system. It's not a single point of contact. You can't blame everything on one individual unit. It doesn't work that way. There's 7 billion people in the world with 7 billion agendas. Mm. The problem is a lot of people subscribe to the agendas of other individuals. Therefore, now you have mass hysteria. And the group mentality is not a reasonable mentality.
Yeah.
So the they is a system. And what is the system? The system is to garner and focus your energy, suck your energy away from you so that you can give it to these resources, give it to these agendas, and basically make you a slave. What is slavery? Slavery is this idea of not being able to be an autonomous individual that makes their own decisions, whether willingly or unwillingly. It's not a specific entity. It's not a specific person. You know, we can go under conspiracies and start naming a ton of people and all these things, but I've never broken bread with these individuals, but I know that the system is broken. So it's not so much an individual as it is an institutional virus per se that from the moment you're born attacks you. From the moment you're born, you're told what your nationality is, what your religion is, what to think, what to believe, what to wear, who's your enemy, who's your friend, what color's your color, what color's not your color. You're not even yourself. Mm-hmm. So this idea of truth and seeking truth and seeking information is for you to start developing who you want to become. And the beauty about the world is that in this matrix that we live in, and we call it matrix to simplify this idea of spawning with consciousness in a place that we have no idea, like what the fuck's going on. Like, you don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't know what the fuck's going on. We're just here trying to figure shit out. Like, that's the truth, right? And am I going to be focusing my attention and giving my attention and my energy to some bullshit drama that's happening on the internet that I know is controlled, and I'm going to give my attention and energy to that? Or am I going to focus my attention and energy to reprogram and get rid of all the labels and all the bullshit that were assigned to me ever since I've been born and figure out, who do I want to become? Not who am I, but who do I want to become? And then work towards that persistent pursuit of the potential that you can achieve as an individual.
Let me ask you this. So I think religion plays a big role into that.
For sure.
Right? I think, like, for me, I'm born Muslim, obviously. Mm. Right? Arab country, Syria, so on and so forth. I seen Andrew Tate just convert. Right? I don't know if that was marketing or not. I hope it's not, obviously. But when I look at religion, I think religion is the only safe haven for people to have specific set of moral, cultural beliefs that always make you realize that whatever you do in this world doesn't really matter in a sense, right? Because you're always putting your energy to the end goal, which is you're going to meet God one way or another, right? You're only in this life, in this matrix for a specific amount of time. So how much, or at least why, one, I feel like you don't talk about religion enough. So why? Two is, what are your guys' thoughts on Islam in general or any specific religion, obviously? Like, one thing that's been really big on my mind as well is like this whole idea of Jews, right? Jews is a religion. It's not a race, right?
Judaism,
exactly. And I think a lot of people are starting to get it, like with this whole Kanye thing going on, right? They say you can't be anti-Semitic, for example. So how does religion obviously tie into what we're doing in this world and obviously the mission of self-conquer?
So religion, in my opinion, the current format of religion is this idea of self-actualization and figuring out, for some people, who God is. For other people, is it reincarnation? For other people, it's transcending to new planets, like the Mormons believe, or the Jews believe that a new Messiah is going to come, or the Christians believe that a Messiah has already come. Muslims believe that that the Prophet Muhammad was the one that brought, you know, God delivered.
He's the last prophet.
God delivered the final word to him. Yep. Therefore, that's the final word. You know, there's so many different things. But what we need to look at, and this is where my passion lies, is what do all these wise texts and what do all these wise people that are, whether it's through God or whatever you want to call it, what do they all have in common? What are they all preaching? And what can we pull from all of that? I'll give you one. Every single religion, at least the major ones, and I've studied the Torah, I've studied the Quran, I've studied the Bhagavad Gita, I've studied the Bible. I look at all of these, and one thing overall stands out to me, which is what you sow, you're going to reap. That is consistent throughout all wise texts. So what does that mean? That means that for whatever things you put out, you're going to receive an equal proportion to that. So, you know, it's a difficult conversation because it's a transcendental conversation that people have been having for thousands of years. And that's why, instead of, you know, focusing on this idea of eternity right now, it's more so figuring out, like, what do I believe? Who am I? And why do I believe what I believe? And there's so much programming that takes place in all of these things that, you know, I have my religious beliefs. I have my train of thought on certain topics. But at the end of the day, my pursuit is the pursuit of truth, right? So, for example, the Bible says, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. It's not you will believe the truth. It's you will know the truth. Therefore, it's so deep ingrained inside of you that it just resonates with you at a deep level. So in my opinion, you know, you have this idea of, like, for example, we talk about Kanye, you know, he can say a thing about the Jewish people, that the Jewish run the media, all these things. I don't care. Right. I don't care who runs the fucking media. I don't care who runs the bank. I don't care who runs the real estate. What I need to figure out is, who am I? Right. What does God or this idea of a superior being want from me? And what am I willing to do with that information that I've received? Am I going to be obedient to it, or am I going to continue doing what everybody else is doing? And it's a lifelong journey. You know, it's a journey that in your mid-20s, I don't think you have the full answer to. But as you continue developing yourself, if you're intentional, you're going to find truths that line up with you and truths that may be true that you may not agree with. And it's a tough one, G. It's a tough one, for sure. Yeah.
Nate?
Every coin has two sides. There are good things and there are bad things.
Let's go three sides.
Three sides. And then you have correct. Correct. So, one thing I enjoy about religion is friendships. In this world, we can't go alone.
Yeah.
I've learned that the hard way. I'm sure you have as well. So when you have people that have certain commonalities, certain belief systems that align with you, it's a lot easier to bond. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot easier to nurture those relationships. That's one thing. The second thing, Mo, would you agree that this world is very dark?
For sure.
Perfect. Religion provides a moral compass.
Yes.
Christianity has its own sets of beliefs, Muslim, but in this dark world, one needs a moral compass, bro. If not, you'll get lost, and it's dark out there. So I do believe that there is huge benefits.
And I think, you know, like, for example, we have, I know that there's like a lot of young listeners and all this stuff. You know, we come from a specific religious background. I've been through the entire crazy journey. I'll tell it to you another time. And my biggest thing goes back to the beginning. It's having a student mindset.
Facts.
It's having the mind of a student that, like, you don't know shit.
Yeah.
Like, we have this idea of there's a universe and things are bigger than you. And the moment that you die, you're just a fart in the wind. Then how are you, with such a finite mind, attributing such infinite wisdom and knowledge to 7 billion people as if you knew the answer, fool. Yeah. So have a student mind in everything that you do in life. And it's like Miyamoto Musashi says in the Book of Five Rings, one of the greatest samurai of all time. He says, think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. And what does that mean? Is that in the world, you can see this idea of higher purpose, but you have to look for it. People are distracted. People are distracted by Bitcoin going up and down, which is totally fine. You got to pay the bills. People are distracted by this, by that, by this, by that. Why? Because the energy that you're attributing to those things are stealing away your ability to focus and nurture the things that matter. Yeah. And it goes back to what I said. Once you got the bread, now you're left with all the problems that money can't solve. And then you're realizing money ain't shit.
I mean, how many billionaires have to commit suicide for people to realize?
Yeah. Like, we were just at a buddy's house. He's a buddy, and I think he makes 25 to 30 million net profit a year. Horrible relationship, on drugs 24/7. And I'm there and I'm like, he doesn't got to figure it out. But people from the outside looking in, they'd be like, damn, it'd be nice to be living in this crib with 30 million in the bank every single year. But the dude's like, dude, get me out of this hellhole.
Yeah.
So all you need is enough money to get out, to focus on yourself full time for the pursuit of truth. And there's nothing more beautiful in life than, like Nate said, to band together with people, have common goals, and to pursue things together, pursue the development of self, not only physical, not only mental, but spiritual and relational. And I think that there's a lot of truth with that. What I will say, you know, I think different religions offer a ton of incredible things. So I'll give you an example. Islam, for example. To me, Muslims, and I tweeted about it, they are the most hospitable people in the world. I was homeless and a Muslim dude took me in.
Yep.
And he was roommates with a gay guy that he took in himself.
Wow.
To that point, right? Wow. To that point. So I look at that and I'm like, what is it that this person believes that has changed him to the core to such a point that he's willing to do that?
Yeah.
Dude, I can mention to you, 95% of Christians wouldn't have taken me in. Why? That's the questions you got to answer.
Yeah.
And those are the things that when you observe the real world, you start asking yourself certain things. You know, then you have, like, for example, Taoism, which is this idea that everything is energy. So you start viewing money not as paper, but you start viewing it as energy, as a resource to be expendable and to be distributed in order to attribute more energy. So there's a lot of principles that you can pull from different places. And it's just like my trading strategy. I've taken a lot of different things and I'm trying to figure out what is the best way for me. And that's where I've kind of been struggling myself. And I think it's a struggle that people that are intentional about it are going to have for the rest of their life. And I think it's a good one.